The Drop with Frank and Brian is officially brought to you by Switch Suspension. Switch Suspension specializes in all vehicle chassis components, lift kits, lowering kits, air ride suspension, as well as wheels, tires, steering, and brake upgrades. They use all the best products from the best brands. These guys are truck guys. You roll into their parking lot at the shop and they all drive custom vehicles and they use the products they sell on their own rides. So if you guys are looking for specialty parts, whether you're just starting out or you just need some replacement parts, give them a call or visit their website, switchsuspension.com.
We hope you enjoy this episode of The Drop. If you like these podcasts and all the other content we create, head on over to our website and purchase some apparel. Our websites are thegoodlife.com and livelifecustom.com. We really appreciate it. Now on to the episode.
You there?
Now I am.
There you are.
It was just a green screen that said FN on it.
Oh, weird.
And I couldn't hear anything.
These freaking computers and technology and all that good stuff.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. Oh, hey, welcome to today's topic. Right off the bat. But no, how you doing?
Good. You?
I'm great, man. My kid drove to school by herself for the first time this morning.
So there's no more picking up from the bus stops.
Well, there's still the one. I still have another one.
Gotcha.
I still have another one, but yeah, things are changing around here. I won't wax too long on it, but yeah, my kid took her driver's test a couple weeks ago, failed. Yeah. I know that it's solely on her thing, but she did get a very notoriously known heart examiner. Mm-hmm. So, and it was kind of interesting because like the guy that she got the second time, she passed the second time with flying colors with zero errors.
Yeah.
And so before she had 13 errors, you can have up to 15. She had 13 errors and one critical error. And the critical error is when you, and I know I'm getting very technical here, but when you are going to make a turn with the bike lane, you have to fully get in the bike lane to make the turn. Mm-hmm. And she was just sort of like nosing in mm-hmm. kind of thing. So that was a critical fail, but she went back, aced it. Everybody was super happy. Me and Angie were super nervous the whole time.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then last night we went out to like a celebratory dinner and then she drove home by herself. That was the very, very first time all by herself.
Really?
In the car. Yeah. In the car driving home. We were behind her. We get home and this is really funny. We get home and we're like, how was it? And she's all peaceful.
Mm-hmm. You're like,
Oh dude. Oh my gosh. Like, you know, she did the whole, like, you know, drive 50 hours behind the wheel and the driver's, you know, the driver training and stuff like that. But we were spending like hours, you know, with her at the DMV going, you know, through the route between those, they give you a 2-week period before you can retake the test. And we spent those 2 weeks for hours every day driving around. And of course there was some arguing and maybe some, you know, raising voices here and there, but
maybe,
yeah,
no, maybe, she,
maybe. Yes, there was.
Yes,
totally.
There was.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Yes, there was. But, it is interesting. It's really, things are changing. It's really interesting. It's kind of funny, and I'll bring it around to trucks here. Like, it's interesting the position I'm in because, like, she's just driving the Camry. So, mm-hmm. right now, she has the Camry at school, Angie has the Tundra at work, and I have the Tacoma at mm-hmm. home. And I was like, man, if I had not sold the 4Runner and got this other truck, I would either, well, obviously I had to buy her a car or something, right? But it's just interesting how things work out.
Because
now I have this really nice truck that I'm just driving,
yeah.
you know?
It is kind of funny because you could... When you do get the Tacoma and it's gone, mm-hmm. you could go on Marketplace and pick up another little mini truck running and driving for like $3,000.
I have many thoughts.
And it could just be the truck that you do what you're doing with the Tacoma now. Like, it might not be as nice as the Tacoma.
Yeah.
But it would operate in the same way, as it's just a hop in, don't have to drive down the road slow, just mm-hmm. barrel down the road. Go to the store, get some food, go to this, go to that. And you just have this thing with no payments that
yeah.
runs and drives and does everything you need it to do.
And then when I'm done with that, I can just resell it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Or if you don't, you could just keep it, because there's going to be yeah. a time where you are in this similar situation and you walk outside and you go, I don't want to drive the Tacoma slow down the road to go to
get donuts, that's true.
Or go to yeah. get food.
Yeah.
And I have that same thing, not the same thing, but similar. In the sense of the Maverick is stock, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just like, it would be nice just to have a, remember I was telling you, like a four-door Tacoma?
Uh-huh. Yeah, just jump in it.
Yeah, so it's not this huge truck that the Titan is, you know, and it's not this bumpy ride that the Maverick is. It's just this thing that I kind of care about but kind of don't care about.
Mm-hmm.
And to throw things around. I don't know. It's just this. These trucks are some of them are to a price point now where you can get them and they're reliable.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just, you don't have to worry about a payment. You don't have to worry about so many other things.
Well, definitely the market is definitely correcting itself. Like, you know, a few years ago, and if it had four wheels and a motor, it was a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I think things are starting to change. People are probably asking themselves like, what, Frank, what about just drive the old tit? What's where'd that? That's living its best life in Mexico now.
It's gone.
It's gone. I don't know if I've said that before, but the Titan is gone. I sold it to a family member. It now resides in Mexico where it will live out the rest of its days. Probably pretty nicely too, because mm-hmm. like, you know, that's not a complete truth yet, but it will be because it is still here, but it's not mine anymore. It's not technically mine anymore, so I can't use it. But yes, it will be living its best life. But I moved it. When the family member came and gave me the money for it and everything was done, I moved it and I was like, damn, this thing's nice.
For the money that you could buy one of those, you get a lot of truck, you know, because there's a future project that I want to do that involves a Titan. So they pop up on my marketplace. Every time I go on marketplace, I see, and you know what I mean? For like, and I'm like, man, you could even like an Infiniti Q56, which is the is the Infiniti version of the Armada.
Yeah.
You could get those. Those were $40,000 to $50,000 vehicles. You could get them for like $7,000.
Oh yeah, I know, it's wild.
And it's a 3-row V8 can tow 9,000-pound SUV.
Yeah.
Luxury SUV, like, you know, like so crazy the value that those are because they're just not worth anything.
Yeah. Yeah. But like you said, a lot of truck for the value.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy. But yeah, so that's what's kind of things are changing around here. We'll see as things progress and as the Tacoma kind of gets kicked farther down the road. I have something to drive right now, so that's good.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens. Hold on. I need to adjust my chair. There we go. Okay, sorry. I felt like I was short. I don't know. I feel short today.
You feel short today?
Yeah. But yeah, life's a-changing, man. It's wild. And I do you remember the first time you drove solo? Do you have that memory?
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah, it was. So I took my driving test in Marina Valley. Scored 100 the very first time.
You said that.
And I took it in my mom's Camry station wagon.
Yeah.
And this was in 1993, probably.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, I say wow, but mine was in 1996. So yeah,
you're not far behind.
Not
so
far.
So that first night, we went to the street races, me and four of my friends. So we lived in Ontario.
That's awesome.
Lived in, where did we live at? Did we live in Ontario? I think we lived in Ontario. And in the street races, the Etiwanda street races right there off the 60 in Etiwanda. Yeah. I drove from Ontario, drove to Riverside, picked up three of my friends, drove straight to the street races.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Did you street race?
I can't say my mom listens to this.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man, statutes of limitations.
Definitely wasn't doing neutral drops in the Camry wagon.
I swear I bought new tires for this thing. I don't know what's going on.
So it wasn't spinning, really. Did spinning tires. No, but yeah, then I had an 83 Nissan 720 that my dad bought brand new. And he used to commute from Riverside, Marina Valley and Riverside to Los Angeles every single day for work. And so it had 200 and something thousand miles on it when I got it. And that was my first vehicle that I got that I cruised around in. Because there's a bunch of like stipulations on under 18 drivers now, right?
Yeah. Before we left, they said no one under the age of 21. Not even, and they didn't even specify siblings, and this kind of interesting, Angie, because like obviously we want our kid to take our other kid places because that would help us out, and we thought maybe there was like a sibling thing. They're just like, no, it's like 21, no one 21 and under in the car. And then Angie, she works at the courthouse, so she has access to a lot of cops. And she asked a cop, she's like, hey, what's up with that? Like, what are we looking at? And he's like, I don't even worry about it. And he's, unless they're doing something crazy, like doing something out of line, but no one's going to trip. Even if she gets pulled over, you know, we'll ask her, who's that? Like, oh, that's my sister. And they go like, okay, that's, you know, where are you going? What are you doing? Kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so that's one. And then the other one is no driving alone at night between 11 and 5 a.m.
Yeah. See, there that wasn't a thing when I got my license. And I'm
it
sure
was you... a thing. No, it was a thing when I got my license. Mine was no one under the age of 18 for the first 6 months. Oh, no. Hers also that way for the first year. No one under the age of 21 in the car for the first year. Mine was no one under the age of 18 for the first 6 months and no driving after 10, I think.
No, that was not a thing. That was a thing your parents probably told you. I don't think that law came into effect until the 2000s.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think that. Yeah. I think
maybe it wasn't. Might've... Maybe it was my parents. I don't know, but I remember distinctly driving like to home one night, and it was getting dark and late, and I was like freaking out. I'm like, oh my god, I'm going to jail. You're out here doing burnouts of the street races, and I'm all worried about getting at midnight.
Yeah,
and I'm worried about getting freaking
cops are breaking up the street races, and we're just mobbing through.
Yeah, I'm sure there's like some leniency in the whole thing, but.
Yeah. Speaking of cops, I called the cops on my neighbors yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Or 2 days ago.
Yeah, with a dog?
Yeah, man. Like, what? I just call. I was like, you know what? I don't want to be this dude. I don't want to be the guy that calls the cops for a barking dog.
Right, right.
But I finally called, and they were like, yeah, we'll send someone out. So, and then after you call them, and then they call you, and they say, yeah, the cop calls me. He's sitting out in front. I could see him, and he's calling me, and he's like, I left a note on the door. No one was home. And da da da. And I was like, yeah, I was like, I don't want to be that dude. And he's like, no, man, you shouldn't treat a dog like this. Like,
well,
you
that's the thing.
You shouldn't. You know what I mean? Like that. And then also you being just, you shouldn't have to listen to that all day long.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, cool. Cause some, you just never know what kind of person you're going to get. Like if the cop could have been like, quit wasting my time.
Yeah.
Or sympathetic towards the situation, right?
So, was this the cop that hangs out in your community most of the time?
I don't know because I didn't see him.
Oh.
But there's a few different ones that they shift in and out up there. But yeah, he was cool. And then I haven't heard the dog bark one time the last 2 days.
You think they did something? They killed the dog.
Maybe. No.
They're like, we got to put him down.
Yeah. Neighbor called the cops. Got to put the dog down.
And so now not only you're that neighbor, you got a dog.
No, because I opened the slider last night and the dog did bark a couple times.
Oh, okay.
Which is totally fine. Mm-hmm. If there's someone, the dog should bark. But man, that thing was just going and going and going. And I was like.
Yeah. They're like, man, don't you go to work or something? What's your problem?
Yeah, I know. I was like, I work at my house.
That's awesome. Well, not the dog dying, but that's a great story. My first time driving solo, I just wanted to touch on that real quick. Mine was in my grandma's Accord station wagon. That's funny. They're both station wagons. One of those really cool Accords. It was a 94 mm-hmm. Accord station wagon, so one of the really cool ones. And even that thing stock driving it, I felt cool. Yeah, I remember being fucking terrified.
I was the complete opposite.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But not terrified. No, that's the wrong word. Just like really
nervous,
anxious. Yeah, just anxious. But, you know, quickly got over that. And since then, you know, like I said, had many, many cars and everything. But I'm excited for my kid, man. This is a whole life changing thing, you know.
The next thing will be the first time she gets pulled over, because I remember that.
I don't remember mine, but not the first time, but I remember being pulled over many times. But what happened with you?
I was somewhere in Ontario, and I was right by the airport right there, mm-hmm. and the old Ontario airport, like the way you do it before, I went down the wrong way on a one-way. So all these cars are coming at me, and I'm just like, and this cop pulls up and he's just like, are you, he's like, what are you doing? Stupid? What are you doing?
Oh, man? He unloaded on you?
Oh, kind of. Yeah. Yeah. He's like, what are you doing? Like, and I was like, I don't know, man. It was an accident.
Yeah.
And he's like, turn it, like, you know, get out of here. Yeah. And then I remember my first speeding ticket, my second speeding ticket, my third speeding ticket, all my modified suspension tickets, exhaust, tinted windows. Yeah. All of them.
Yeah, I remember my first ticket. That was pretty. That was. All of them were speeding. I got to a point where I like already like you know the first one you can go to traffic school, and then I got another one, and then the third one's a very funny story. So I got another one, and the judge let me skate on that one, and then by the time I got to my third one, he's like, no, he's like, the only way you can get this not put on your insurance or taken off your record is you have to go to this like specialized driving school that I had to pay like a few hundred dollars for. Turned out to be the most awesome day ever because it was down at the CHP facility kind of in DeVore, like it's kind of hidden behind a hill. And it was a course on defensive driving, and like we actually got to drive old retired cop cars and like do pit maneuvers and stuff, like how to like turn into a skid, and because like they have this like big giant like you know those concrete things that they fill with a little bit of water, and they do like controlled skids on. We did that in old cop cars. And it was like the best day ever. That's so it was cool. So freaking awesome. But how I got that ticket.
You're like, can we shoot the guns now?
Yeah, I don't. when do we do that? But so I get the way I got that ticket was I was going down the pass, and you know, you just gain a lot of speed going down the pass. And I was in my I had my OBS truck. It was a 91 OBS extra cab, packed with people. I had six heads up in that thing. And the way that and people who own OBSs know this, on the old square dash OBS, the way the speedometer wasn't a needle, it was like a light that would fill it up. Well, I'm gonna say this with a cautionary tale of don't be stupid like this. We all do stupid stuff when we're kids, right? So I would go so fast it would go, and it only topped out at like maybe 95 or something miles an hour. So I could make it go up and then come out the other side. like black. So it would be all green and then come out black. And so I'm like barreling down the pass, man, going so freaking fast. I get pulled over, cop comes up, and the front of the tires were bald on the front of the truck.
Oh, man.
And he's like giving me the third degree, just like railing into me, and he's like looking at the tires and like, "You know your tires are bald?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he like looks and he's like, "Look at all your friends. Look at them." And he's like, "No, turn around, look at them." And so I'm like looking at my friends in the back of the extra cab, and I'm like, he's all like, "Do you value their lives?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he's like, just really just ripping.
He's doing what you would do to your daughter if you caught your daughter doing 90 down the pass with bald tires.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not justifying my position at all.
Yeah.
I mean, what I was doing was extremely reckless and stupid.
Yeah.
He clocked me at 95. I was definitely going way faster than that, but he clocked me at 95, which was good because, you know, I guess if you're over 100, that's a whole nother set of problems. Mm-hmm. And a couple funny things. So, like, we had just been to Vegas. You know, when you're young, you're like going down the strip and you're collecting all those like flyers and stuff, if you know which ones I'm talking about. So he goes, license and registration. And Angie's sitting in the passenger seat. She opens a glove box and all of these freaking nudie flyers fall out of the glove box. and she's digging through the glove box trying to find the license and registration with just nudie stuff coming out and just everything. And so I get a ticket, whatever. And then I go to the court date. And the judge was actually super cool because he was like, because I was down in San Bernardino for some reason and I had to go to like to the main courthouse. And he's like, "What are you?" He's like, "You're from the high desert?" And I'm all, "Yeah." And he's like, "What are you doing here?" And I said, "Oh, I was just told that I had to come here." And he's like, "Oh," he's like, "Dang, 95 down the pass." He's like, "It's kind of fast." And I was like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Yeah, but you know, you high desert people are just used to going fast. So we're going to do this. And if you go do the program," and that's how I ended up in that program. Nice. Thing. So. It was wild, but yeah, all this, the whole thing coming together was wild, but, and I'm sure, and I, you know, I told my kid, I was like, "Hey, look, crazy things are going to happen. I mean, it's inevitable. You're young, you know, like life is a long time. Crazy things are going to happen. It's how you handle those situations and what you do in the craziness, you know?" So I told her, I said, I'm not going to be mad when things get crazy. It's just how you handle that craziness or how you contribute to the craziness.
And how truthful you are about the craziness.
And that's how I always am with her. Like, I'm all like, it's way, and you know, it's like, it's very age old thing. It's like, you know, you tell me the truth, you know, everything's going to go a lot easier, you know? So, but my kid is also 100% the complete opposite of me when I was a kid. So I foresee nothing like that.
This
happening.
Isn't the kid you got to worry about. It's the next one.
It's so funny how I've just gotten this reputation, but yes.
Yes.
But yeah.
Well, anyway, I mean, that's kind of the way it usually goes, right? It's the second kid.
It is. Well, yeah, it's always the second one that wilds out because your kind of whole attitude changes, you know, Like a lot of, and I mean, we're getting all, way off subject here, but like, yeah, you're, the second one is always way different, you know? And then the older one, my older one goes, well, you know, hey, I was this age when I started doing that. And I was like, yeah, but I cared more. What can I say?
Yeah, you're like, it's fine. This, we're over it. We're not even real parents anymore. It's just,
yeah, whatever. I know. Yeah.
Go,
yeah,
you guys go, but do whatever you got to do. I got stuff to do.
Yeah. So yeah, it's going to be cool. And like, and then how it applies to what we do here, you know, my life is going to change too, you know, like,
she's, yeah, you're going to go, you're going to go through your own weird, adjustment periods and probably things you don't even think about. And, I was just talking to Eric on the phone about this, 'cause he's like, what's going on, you know, truck wise. And I was like, oh, Severed's this month. And he's like, oh, look, and he's like, oh, I can't go. He's like, I want to go. I was like, he's like, I just got so much going on, kid, house, this, that. And I go, look, do what I do. Like, don't make plans. I mean, I make plans 'cause this is my job. I was like, mm-hmm. but there's in other things in life. I was like, don't make plans, 'cause now you're holding yourself accountable and you're going to stress yourself out.
Yeah.
Just if it's the day before and you're like, oh, I actually can go, then just go. I was mm-hmm. like, but if you tell me you're going to go and you're like, get yourself hyped that you're going to go, leading up to it, you're going to be like, oh, I got so much to do, I don't know. And then you just stress out.
Yeah.
So that's kind of going to be
you disappoint yourself.
You're going to kind of go through this thing where you think you got to do all these things. And then you're going to start realizing like, oh, I don't have to do these certain things because they're changing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to go, oh, I can go. I have time to go do this over at the house or da 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 da, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's definitely going to be changing. It's cool. But, and also at a good time too, because man, like I had this feel like at the beginning of the year, I just had this feeling like this year is going to be like busy. There's yeah. like so much, like so much is going to happen with the Tacoma being built when that happens, and balancing that with show stuff, with printing, with like customer work, you know, it's going to be busy. Yeah. So
it's going to be good though. Actually, the Tacoma being not really pushed back because there was never really a set date, but like,
right.
being a little bit farther down the road than you anticipated might actually work out better for you in the end.
Yeah, I actually right now, like I was saying, you know, like I mean, with the current date that we're talking about, and I won't really get into specifics, but like it could be, you know, it's not that far away, yeah. you know. But
imagine still, if it was right moment, now, you would be yeah. dealing with like your kid getting the license and this yeah. and all this, and
at least it'll give me some time for everything to like. Kind of mellow out and mm-hmm. settle, and then we can start making decisions mm-hmm. and we don't have to make brash decisions mm-hmm. you know. It's also kind of interesting how my kid is now driving the car that she basically grew up in mm. That's kind of another weird like kind of thing too, you know.
Yeah,
we bought that car in 2013 and she was 6 years old. No, less than that. No, she was 3 years old. Yeah, she was 3 years old, and she basically grew up in that car, and now she's out momming it around. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it is.
That should be a Toyota commercial. Toyota should give me a car because do you remember that they had a Camry commercial like that?
Did they?
About like the parents bought a new car. Like they show this really old 80s Camry, and then they show one from the 90s, and then they show a brand new one from the 2000s, you know? And it's like each generation kind of thing. Yeah,
there was a,
you know, you're passing these Camrys.
There was a mint Camry, a mint like 88, I think, on Marketplace.
Ooh.
It was that blue, and it had the blue interior. And when I say mint, I mean mint. And I sent it over to Panda. I was like, yo. And he goes, I would go halves on that.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, but if it was rear wheel drive. You know what I mean? It's just like
they made rear wheel drive Camrys back then?
No, I'm saying only if it was a rear wheel drive car. Because then you could like do fun stuff with it.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's kind of I'm like, ooh, it's like, I think it was like $2,500 or something. I was like, man.
Oh, dang.
That's so cheap for this car. But then I'm like, what would I use it for? Like,
right,
it's one of those things where I'm like, I want that, but yeah. I would get it and go, I'm not doing anything with this. So
yeah,
but it's just cool old car. It's like the Camry that we got my mom. You know, mm-hmm. like it's just,
how she like it. She likes it.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, but it's just this thing. It's almost like it's so mint. It's so cool to see old things that are like in such good shape.
Yeah, yeah. We've talked about that before, and about like the Tacoma having the CD player and cassette player in it.
Did my kid? I was going to say, did you watch Finnegan's new Datsun that he got?
I haven't seen it yet, but I saw the thumbnail.
So
does it have something similar?
It's a 85, right? So, but it's got intermittent wipers that aren't on, like, you never hear about intermittent wipers on an older vehicle. It's usually just right. 1, 2, 3. But the intermittent wiper switch is a dial that's just infinite. So it's just like there's no steps to it. It's just infinite, and it's got air conditioning and tilt wheel and like.
Oh, really?
It's just cool to see. I love mid '80s pickup trucks, mini trucks that have higher trims like that when they were just like introducing like there are certain trim levels where there's power windows and all that stuff. So it's cool to see that.
Yeah, that's cool. It's an extra cab, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really cool.
720.
Yeah. Yeah, my kid was all like, are you going to put a, because we were talking about it. I'm like, well, this is my ride. This is what you got to get used to. The younger one, when I still take her to school and stuff, or the bus. And she's like, are you going to change this out for some Apple Play up here? And I'm like, I don't think so. I think that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, you can just, like you said, just mount the phone and have Apple CarPlay on the phone.
Yeah, like, yeah.
That's your screen. It's big enough. It's like the screen you would get in a double din is not much bigger than your
I've said before, screen. This is the same size as a older 4Runner.
Yeah, so you just mount that, and then that's it. You're done.
Yeah, same freaking thing. Yeah,
it's kind of cool. We talked about that, too, is like keeping that CD player instead of... It's to that point now where you don't want to upgrade it.
It's so funny. So weird. We're so old.
It is. We're resto-modding our trucks now.
Yeah, I know, dude. It is insane.
Yeah.
Imagine telling your 20-year-old self, be like, I think I'm just going to leave this the way it is. You're like, what?
I always said I would. I mean, look at the Maverick. It's a brand new truck. And I was like, I'm coilovers, airbags, like whatever. Now with the Titan, though, I'm just like, kind of just you're don't like, want to do nice. Anything to it. Even this the stereo, nice. I'm like, I don't need to do anything to this.
Well, I mean, it's already got a premium thing in it.
Yeah, but it's just like, it could have more. You know, like,
it could have a little more, yeah.
But it's that same thing. But even though last night I was looking for, I follow this guy on YouTube, Mav, M-A-V, and he goes camping and stuff. And he just bought a F-250 or 350, and he went up to Northern California. That same exit that Intervention is off of. Like,
okay.
There's a overland, like, or they make in-bed campers, like the ones that go over the cab.
Oh, okay.
And he picked it up there. Super nice.
It's right, I think I might have seen that, right off the freeway?
Right there.
Yeah, I think I saw that.
And then... So he did that, and then he drove the truck down to SoCal to some shop that, like, beefs up the suspension. Like, just a little bit of a lift, but nice springs. Cool. It makes the truck, like, handle better. And I was, like, watching that, I'm all, ooh, I could do that to the Titan. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Because the front feels a little like when you go over a bump, it's so heavy in the front, just it feels like it bottoms out almost. And I'm like, that'd be cool to put, like, some really nice coilovers on the front.
I know. I thought that, too.
And then I priced them out, and I was like, oh. That was literally $2,000.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
For the icons? Sure. And I'm all, maybe one day. Maybe when I need new ones. But I'm just like, leaving it stock, it just feels nice. I'm just like, I'm just not going to touch it. Yeah. And it's got the, you know, like we were talking about with the side steps. You know, you're like, I'm thinking about getting side steps for the Tundra. I hated side steps.
Oh, I
always thought they were the stupidest thing. I'm like,
yeah,
that's dumb. I never want those, and I love those things.
I know, they're very handy.
Yeah.
Speaking about moving on, things changing. Grindr TV on Instagram doesn't exist anymore.
No, it's weird.
No, it is weird. It is actually very weird, and I've been thinking about it, like, because to catch everybody up. Grindr TV on YouTube is now The Good Life on YouTube. Grindr TV on Instagram is now The Good Life on Instagram.
Yep.
And also you changed TikTok too. You did everything.
TikTok first. I did that back.
That's right. Yeah.
Like in October. Cause I was just like, I'm just going to change it. Cause it's not
feel it out.
I'm going to start this thing. I decided that I was going to change it a long time ago. And, and then changed that. And then I changed the Facebook page to like the like page that there's the group, right? I have the group, and then I don't know what the other page I would call it, like the like, I call them the like.
Yeah, page. They used to call them the like page, yeah.
So I changed that because those, again, that thing is just like, it doesn't matter. But then the main thing was on New Year's Day, I changed the Instagram and the...
That's a big step.
And the YouTube.
Yeah, the YouTube is a big step. Like Instagram is just under YouTube, but I think changing the YouTube was a big step.
That was a big step.
Because that was your... You know, that was your transition from the magazine and into, because like also that's a couple different transitions back then. Because like you were doing Grindr TV, the magazine, but then you also had like a regular job, right? Or did you
quit your job? I had Grindr magazine and I had
the physical magazine.
And I had a job the entire time.
Right. Yeah. And then after the magazine, you went from having a full-time job to transitioning fully into Grindr TV YouTube.
Yeah. Well, I quit my job for something kind of crazy that I don't know if we've ever talked about on here, but there was like a thing that happened that was in the newspaper.
Oh,
really?
Yeah,
crazy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I talked to you about it. Anyways, yeah. I quit my job, my full-time job, and then I spent a year on unemployment, and I was like, I was going to finish my real estate. I started real estate school, and then I was going to finish that, but it was like right around the crash time, so I was like...
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was a real estate agent in 2006 and 7.
This was around 2010 then?
Yeah, August 2009 is when I quit my job.
Okay.
And then started the YouTube channel in 2010, October of 2010, I think. Yeah, so that was like, I was on unemployment and just chilling. And then it's when I started the YouTube channel. But I didn't like start the YouTube channel, then quit my job. Like it went the other way. And then didn't even start making any money for a few years. So.
Oh, yeah.
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 But yeah, then, so everything's now the good life. So we're both, living lives.
Yours I know, we're living lives.
And I'm the good life.
And you know what's so funny is it never actually entered my brain. I just was like, you're like, yeah, the good life. I'm like, that's cool.
Well, no, I talked to you on here about that.
No, I know, but I never like, you told me about changing or like coming up with a good life. Like a while ago, but it never dawned on me like, oh, hey, wait a minute. I'm custom life. That it never, I don't know.
No, I, sort of I had a conversation with you about that. Your custom life.
Uh-huh.
I'm starting this thing called the good life. Are you cool with that?
Oh,
you don't remember cool that conversation? That?
We did on the podcast.
It was a post podcast.
Oh, post podcast.
Yeah.
Obviously I was because I freaking forgot.
Before I went official with anything,
what is
I
wrong
talked
with me?
To you about it. Yeah. I wasn't going to just like take it and be like, this is my thing. It's my life now. It's
my life. Yeah.
You know, I was like, no, I need to, cause I was just changing into the whole vlog thing instead of the other thing. And I was like, I need to, and I was focusing on me more. So I was like, I can just use my last name. Cause my last name is pretty versatile.
Yeah.
And I was branding myself and I was like, what can I do? And I was like, well, this is my life. This is the good life. Oh, the good life, the whatever. And yeah. And I specifically had a conversation with you just like we're having right now.
Yeah.
And I said, you're the customer.
I was okay with it.
Are you cool with this? And you're like, I don't care. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. See, that's how much I was just like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, I just meant it in a way that like some people might think like, oh, what are they doing? Like it just was what it is, man. We're just rolling. We're just doing stuff.
Yeah.
So, but no, I'm excited for it. And it just really kind of like is interesting. Cause like I went through the reason I find it so interesting is I went through a brand change. Yes.
Yeah.
In 2017, I switched over from BSD clothing, blood, sweat, tears clothing, into the custom life. Well, I don't know if I'm the custom life or custom life. I don't know.
What are those things? I had this conversation with Will Freeman and Joe when we had dinner a few weeks ago. And I was like, all right, I'm about to make this change. Should it be the good life or good life?
Mm-hmm.
And we all came to the conclusion that it should be the good life.
The good life. Okay. Because I'm not sure what I am. I brand everything custom life, but whenever I introduce the vlog, I say the custom life.
Yeah.
So I don't really think it's like anything. It could be both.
It does. You know? It could be both too. It's just a thing. It's the thing.
But it makes more sense. It just sounds better in your scenario, the good life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cause it is the good life, where mine is custom life. It's just like a kind of like, it's not really, I don't know how I'm trying to like present this.
I kind of get what you're saying.
You kind of get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's just custom life. It's not the custom life, but yours is the good life because you are the good life.
Yeah.
Mine is just like a custom life. It's just like a statement kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. That's the way to say it. More custom life is a statement. The good life is you as this entity.
You're describing my life kind of.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's describing your life as the good life.
Yeah.
Which is funny because like for years and years and years, people always say that. That's good.
Yeah. You know?
So it's like it all worked out really well. Did a lot of people catch on quickly about it or?
Yeah, I think so. I only had a few like when I changed the group on Facebook, it made it like a post that I changed the thing. So a lot of people were like liking it and commenting and da 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 da. And then a few people had asked questions about it. You know why? And I just explained that the entire look of everything's changing. You mm-hmm. know, instead of going to a show, filming a show, putting music and doing that, I am now essentially vlogging, you know?
Yeah.
And kind of sharing my experience with building my Tacoma. And then, you know, there's builds that are going to come after that. So it's not just me going to shows. It's me doing these, like figuring out how to build these trucks on a budget, you know, and not being able to do a lot of the stuff myself too. So like, that is a difficult thing. So, you know, where like Ben, he does everything himself,
mm-hmm.
and which is much cooler, I think, you yeah. know, but a lot of people can't do that. So like, kind of showing the both worlds type thing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think it's great. And to go to that is like, to kind of talk about that there are, cause there are both people who exist in this world. There are people who can do it all and do it all, you know, mm-hmm. and those, that's really awesome. But then I think we can also represent the people like I'm the same way. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how to do it, you know, but I love it, you know? So we're showing that other portion of it. Mm-hmm. You know, there are plenty of guys out there who are out there in their garage building themselves and filming it. You and then me in a few is showing the other side of it is like two guys who love this stuff, but have other skills, but still doing the thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So because yeah. it just shows everybody's position.
Yeah. And I'm learning a lot. So my goal eventually is to do it in my garage or shop mm-hmm. or whatever for myself. So like if I need to bag a truck, like I'll be able to do that,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I don't know what, to what extent, that is going to happen, you know, but I want to be able like to, I mean, I can lower a vehicle, I can do that stuff, but like, mm-hmm. so I was talking about my motor, like what if I just rebuilt my motor and just to kind of teach myself that process,
mm-hmm.
you know, but so watching Tanner do his stuff, you've just learned things along the way watching.
Oh yeah.
Panda do his stuff. You learn things along the way. And then even when I'm over at Tray 5 and all that stuff, you pick up on these things and you go, oh, cause in reality you could do anything you want. Because
oh, for
the
sure.
people that are doing these things are just normal people. They just learned.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. And that's kind of like, that's interesting. That is interesting about just kind of being around these people and mm-hmm. like kind of like just kind of like not developing those skills, but like learning them. But yeah, that's the good life, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Has anybody, I heard it a couple times, you know, over the past few shows that we've both been at, like when you have like the good life hats and stuff, do people ever mispronounce it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm mispronouncing it right now cause it's not good.
Uh-huh.
It's good.
Uh huh.
Yeah. So yeah, everyone's my entire life. It's been Gaudi, Goody, good, goat. Like, so yeah, everyone mispronounces. But the biggest thing is people just go, what is that? Right. And the weird thing is I go, that's my last name. And who goes to a show with their last name on a hat and tries to sell that? That's super weird.
I'm kind of like dancing around. This one I'm very curious about.
Yeah. It's super weird. Because it is. It's weird now. Mm-hmm. In a year from now, it won't be weird.
Yeah.
Because the brand will have taken a hold. So because mm-hmm. when people have come up to the booth, I ask them, do you guys watch YouTube? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, do you know what Grindr TV is? And they're like, no.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, well, here's check out the YouTube. So these people aren't coming up to the booth because of the YouTube channel. Some of them obviously are, but if I'm at a show, a lot of people are just seeing the shirt and they're like, oh, I want a t-shirt.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. But then the hat is different because the hat doesn't have like a design on it, but neither did the Grindr TV hat.
Yeah. It's just a Grindr TV.
So now when they say, what's the good life? I'm like, oh, that's my YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
Before where it was Grindr TV. Now I can say with changing the YouTube channel, now I can say that's my YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh. And it's also my last name. Where before, when I just had the good hats out, my YouTube channel was kind of like
mixed signal.
It was doing this thing. So
yeah.
So that's even one of like that show we went to, the Modded Culture show
last week, which we're going to talk about, mm-hmm.
Which was super fun. Set up a booth. There was, it's called the Modded Culture show, and it's like they have drifting. They've got the big donut burnout pit, and then they had the car show part of it. So like three events in one, and it was a lot of fun.
Clay flinging his truck around in that pit was dope.
Yeah.
He did Trevor get in there too?
No. Just Clay.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Clay gets down in that thing. He doesn't mind flinging that thing around.
But he kept
dude.
Blowing his airline. The exhaust was blowing right on the airline. So both times he did that, it popped.
I was wondering because like Panda had taken a selfie and or something, and then it was him underneath the truck. I was wondering what. So that's what it was. It kept on blowing.
Well, yeah. If you look at the video at the end, his right corner is just like this, and he's dragging out of the thing,
and he's still just freaking. Oh, he's on his way out.
Yeah, he's was on his way out. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
That's yeah. Super it was a cool. lot of fun. It was the burnout pit is wild, wild, and. It's like I had one of those, you know, safety vests on, and I was like, hey, can I go right there? He goes, I don't care. Okay. So I just stepped over. I was right there. And there was a part in that video that I made. It was like a purple car and a army green truck, and they were tandeming. Those guys were, that dude in that purple car was wild, dude. Just like he would come screaming past us, and then he would do this, and then it would, his momentum would carry him back through the entrance as he was burning out. And so he would like whip it into the entrance, back up as he's burning out, and then take back off.
That's cool.
I was filming him doing that, and I looked this way, and the truck did the same thing, but it was coming at me, and it hit the wall in front of me, and I'm against
no
the wall.
No way.
Yeah, it didn't hit it hard, but it just like tapped it. And I was
that's
just
still
like,
oh,
there's
a truck. Like...
There's a truck right here doing this. Whoa! Just flinging stuff all over us.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was crazy.
You almost got taken out.
It was cool.
That's wild.
Yeah, the drifting was cool, but yeah, people at that event, I actually asked because Brent came out and hung out for that one. So I asked Brent when we were loading up the truck the night before, I was like, should I take the Grinder TV booth or should I take the blank one? Like, that's now my thing. It's like,
you're at this interesting
so
intersection.
Now I have to make the Good Life one, but I need to make sure, you know, they're expensive. So I need to make sure the design is exactly how I want it.
Right.
So I'm working on that now, but like, yeah. So I was like, so people are, yeah, confused. They walk up to the thing. They're like, Grinder TV. I don't know what that is. Then they're like, good. I don't know what that is. So
you're like, I'm so confused.
Confusing thing.
So what'd you end up doing? Taking a blank one?
No, I took the Grinder TV one.
Oh, you did. Yeah. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. And that's when they were confused.
Yeah. Because they would kind of back up. And I'm like, but
like,
I have,
don't look at that.
I have business cards that say the Good Life. And I was like, here's the thing.
Yeah. I have never been to an event like that, and I really want to go to those events because, like, the last, and I know that these are not the same, those are two different things, but the last time I ventured out of the truck world, and even like, because, like, I've been to hot rod shows and low rider shows and stuff, but when I started, like, when I ventured out of the things that I like into that, I remember a few years ago, I went to that Stance thing, that, what was it called? Clean Culture. Hated every minute of it just because it was annoying and I just didn't like it. The cars were cool. Cars were cool as hell. Everything else sucked. And so, like, it's always kind of like jaded me into going back to those events. But I think that the burnout event, or those type of events would be different.
So the best way I can explain it is, you were sitting in the booth, and there's a car show in front of us, like there would be, right? Then that burnout pit was not too far from our thing. That's just going on all day, and then the drifting is going on. So imagine sitting at Mini Nats. There's nothing going on. At Forbidden, there's nothing going on. There's just a car show. There's just cars parked. So imagine that plus this other stuff happening. So you just have stuff to do where you can walk up, you can watch the cars burning out, or you can go down to the drift track and watch them drifting around. And then you have the pits. That's cool. You can walk around the pits. And it's these dudes with these. This is not like the rich part of the racing. I said these are the mini truckers of
the old, yeah.
Because like you go to like an NHRA race or like one of those ones, and these, you know, they have the big fancy trailers with the big roll-on toolboxes, full-on pits. These dudes were just jacking up their car with trying to get it to run to the next thing, bumpers coming off. They were just,
that's cool,
nitty-gritty, and they would just get the cars out there and just wah and then come into the pits, change a tire, and like it was very raw.
Yeah. Would you want to go to more events like that?
I would like to go to that event with the trailer, the big enclosed, with like say Clay's truck or with something in front of that in the pits, though, not in the
cool.
show area, because people were in the pits like barbecuing. They were selling, some people had shirts for sale, but it was like that's where the action kind of was the pits.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was fun. It was definitely cool. I don't know if it's like the burnout stuff is like not for me and all that stuff, but again,
yeah,
you don't have to be into it to like go, that's crazy. Like those fools are nuts. And the trucks, it's funny because the trucks, the NBSs and all that stuff, like they're wild. They don't do nothing for me. But when they were like doing the burnouts in the Lincoln Town Cars, and then that purple car was cool. There was some brand new Mustangs that were doing it. I like the cars when they do it. The NBSs are just boring to me.
And I think also like them, you know, flinging it around. Cause I remember when we went out to Tennessee and did that C10 thing and we were filming the burnouts. I hated that too.
Yeah, when someone's just standing there doing a burnout,
it's not fun. It's not interesting.
No, but when these guys interesting. They were drifting around the whole circle.
That's interesting.
And then they would like, they would come to the corner where the crowd was, the one corner, and they would do this. And then they would swing out of that and come to this corner and do this. And then when the two cars are in there, it's almost like they're dancing.
Yeah. So well, and I know like, because we're, this is all foreign to us.
Yeah.
You know, but so I know some people will have way more knowledge on this, but like that, isn't that the true like spirit of drifting?
Yeah.
It's not racing necessarily. It's like being in sync, going around corners and that type of thing.
Trevor explained it to me to where when you're tandem drifting, if the guy's pointed at your door, you're not going fast enough. He's charging you, so he's winning. If you're like this, the point of the lead car is to go as fast as possible, so this car's like this. If you're this, then this dude's winning, like he's pushing you.
Oh, interesting. And that's the competition.
That's the drifting part. And then the burnout pit is what I'm talking about, when they're
good. It's more of like an exhibition kind of thing.
It's exactly what it
is. Yeah, just showing off.
But it was crazy. There was like a host in there and he would jump in the back of the truck and he was just like doing crazy stuff. Like, yeah. And I'm like, man, this is a basically illegal street takeover.
Yeah.
It's what it is. It's a legal donut pit. And I can see, I remember when, you know, SEMA did that. They have the burn yard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Hoonigan thing.
Well, they have the burnout wars, which is not the Hoonigan thing. Though they came together for that.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some people making comments. There were some drift drivers and some other professional people in the comments saying all this is doing is promoting the illegal street takeovers. So there's a sense of like, yeah, this is kind of just like promoting craziness, but at the same time they're doing it legally. It's here
controlled.
They're making them wear a helmet, there's K-rails. It would be the same as going to like a quarter mile race and saying that promotes street racing,
right?
It's like you can see the difference in the two. But yeah, anyways, it was fun. I would definitely want to go back. Trevor's truck was getting a ton of love because it had the turbo sticking out the hood.
Like
You know, people were just like, oh, dang. Because first of all, it's a truck. There weren't very many trucks there.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a turbo on it.
And it's just low. It's just hammered
on the ground. Yeah, that's not something you see at that event.
Yeah, so, which is my favorite thing when those two things come, like when stuff like that happens.
Yeah.
And you get this like little crossover, you know?
Yeah.
Because if one of those dudes brought like a crazy drift mini truck to our show, like we'd be like, whoa, dude, this is insane. This is so cool, you know?
Exactly.
So it's cool when those little things happen. Is it an organization is it one specific organization that throws these shows? Or is it like a group of people? Is it a club? Like what is it?
Well, so it's called Modded Culture. And then they are in conjunction with the drift thing, which is called Sliders Only. So I think it's two separate things.
Oh,
and
that's a cool name.
They just do it at the same time. Okay. And these things happen all the time. There's another one next weekend at Firebird Raceway, drifting show, all that. But I think there's just different levels to it, and also just different promoting companies that do it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. If someone's really well versed in all this, then they can correct us and like add some context to all this stuff. That'd be helpful.
But it was fun because we were just sitting at the booth, and there's this donut pit happening. There's these, then the drifting. So it was just like a different. Same but different type thing.
Yeah, no, that's really cool, man. It's always cool to do something a little bit different.
And I had people hit me up
a little bit,
like on Instagram. They're like, "Yo, that was me that you filmed in that BMW."
Oh, like, cool.
Could I get the footage of it and I'll tag you? And I was like, yeah. So I got a bunch of followers from that.
Oh, cool.
End of things to, you know, kind of open it up a little bit.
Yeah, fun. Yeah, I know. The next one, let me know. I'd be down.
Yeah, yeah. Just to even come out, because Brent just came out the night before and then left. After the show, so
he gets his Jeep in there just doing burnouts.
There was a stock like 2500 in there, like lifted 2500. We're like, what is going on?
That or that deuce and a half that Panda built.
Oh yeah,
sliding around in there. That'd be kind of, I don't know if it could, but that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Heck yeah, man. That's freaking awesome.
Yeah, I don't know where we were going with that at the beginning there when I
just transferred into that whole event that you did last weekend. And then you're coming out next week for the club party.
I'm coming out. So tomorrow, today's Wednesday. This is why I hit you up earlier mm-hmm. this morning, because I started thinking, I'm like, okay, I'm going to be at Pandas all day tomorrow. I have a video shoot tonight, Pandas all day tomorrow, probably Pandas on Friday, the one and done on Saturday all day.
What's that?
That's the thing at Rev B. It's like an open house, and then I didn't know
about that, because Daniel was talking about that and explain what that is, because I didn't know.
So this thing, it's called the one and done, and they've done it in the past. It was this guy Broey that put it together, and they start in the morning and they get a truck running by the end of the day, and it's everyone comes from every different shop. And before it was an invite only, and it's more of an open house.
Did one time it go down at the Metalox place?
It was went down at Dino's.
Oh, okay.
Then they got something. So this time it's Scott's Blazer, and they're getting mm-hmm. they're going to put the body on and the motor in and get it running by the end of the day.
Oh, cool.
Oh, and then Friday night I'm shooting a truck. So like I'm just like, and then Sunday I'm with Ronnie all day shooting his Blazer. So like, I'm like, when are we going to do this? But yeah, then hopefully I'm driving out there Monday or Tuesday.
Oh, with the Tacoma
to Allen's.
Cool.
And then I'll be out there, and then we go. We have an adventure planned on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Adventure planned on Saturday. Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing, but that's what I'm doing.
I got to do my gift. That reminds me. I'm going to go order my gift right now. Remember I told you I was working on something?
Yeah.
Failed spectacularly. Like, it was bad. I'll talk about it now, because like, it's not going to happen. But I was going to do... I thought this was going to be funny, because we talk about this a lot, like with the club party and stuff, like don't bring something lame. And I was going to do this thing where I was going to bring a detailing kit, but then inside the detailing kit, I was going to do rags with the logo printed on them, because I sounds real cool, but it didn't work. Because what happened was, like, I did this bowling league came to me and I made some shirts for them, and they're like, hey, can you make towels? And I'm like, if it lays flat and can take ink, I can make it for you. So I got these like terry cloth towels. They didn't come out like perfect, but good enough to where I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. I like this. But the thing with terry cloths is they're one, they're cotton, or mostly cotton, but they have these like really gnarly fibers. And so like I had to deposit a lot of ink on top of them to get it to print, but it didn't look bad. And I was like, well, what about if I did some like nice microfiber towels and put it in a detail kit? So something like, oh, a detail kit. And then it's got these really nice forbidden, logo towels. So I did all that. But the problem with the microfiber towel is it's mostly polyester and plastic.
And it also, you wouldn't want to use that on your truck.
It would. Well, I was just going to do it on one side. So one side was still smooth, so you could like use it. Yeah, I thought about that. And that's why I could have just had some terry cloth towels, but the terry cloths are so it would scratch the shit out of your car.
Who was it that did? I think it was Low Life Video. He did a bunch of shop rags. He took a package shop rags and did a little logo in the corner.
You can do those. Yeah, that's a great idea. But I've done those before, but that it wouldn't fit in this like whole detail.
No, thing, you know, but what it would fit in like a mechanic thing, like a tool set.
Yeah, like, it would.
You know what I mean? Well, like you could take. Now I'm gonna... I know this is. So I had this conversation with Brent when he was here. I was like, "Do you go to a Christmas party?" He's like, "No, man. I'm like, I don't want to. Like the gift is stressing me out."
Really?
And I'm like, "Damn it! Did we go the opposite direction?"
Oh no, we scared everybody off.
And I'm like, "It doesn't have to be something. It just has to be something creative."
Right.
And
right.
So Kim and Glenn, Kim hit me up. She goes, "Hey, what's the rules for this gift thing?" And I was like, "There's no rules. You just want to get creative." So she asked me this certain thing about, and I don't want to talk about it because this will be out before. But
yeah, yeah.
And I was like, "Well, take that thing." I was like, "And put it in a thing and put the logo on the thing."
Mm-hmm.
It's like you could even do like an ice chest.
Oh yeah, like, we
instead of a bottle of alcohol, here you go. Mm-hmm. You get a bottle of alcohol and some cheese, and then you put it in an ice chest.
A
cool ice chest. Yeah. So mm-hmm. like that's what I was getting. I'm actually making a thing for Brent. I was like, "Brent, you have to go. I'll make a gift for you." And I'm working on that.
Don't
now.
Let that stress you out to not go.
Yeah. I was like, "Don't let me go hang out in Norco all by myself."
Yeah, I know. With Mike. No, it's kidding.
I know.
At the Spearmint Rhino house. I love that part.
Which is still decorated for Christmas.
I know. That's hilarious. Hey, you know what's funny though? Is I still have my Christmas decorations. I'm actually going to take them down today. But Yeah, that kind of, I don't know. I got to think about what I might just do. I don't want to say cop out gift, but something still cool, but something that's easy. You know, I've done lots of stuff in the past, like what you were saying about like just doing something on something. I did one year. I did coffee cups, just did coffee cups logo, yep. Put it in a nice box, yep. With some coffee. You know, it doesn't have to be crazy.
No, it could just be cool like that. You could literally go get a red toolbox, mm-hmm. from Harbor Freight, print a chrome sticker on it. Put a tool, like a little tool set in it, and then those Forbidden Fantasy rags.
All right. So everybody already knows what that is. So anybody from the club who's listening.
There's so many ideas that people, like, we don't think of.
Yeah. This is a good little brainstorm.
Yeah, it is. You know, like, yeah. So people that listen to this, their clubs have parties.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So you could, if you have a screen printer friend, like Frank, you could, mm-hmm. be like, hey, print me up a package of rags, you know, 30 rags or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
With this logo on it, and then you take those rags and put them in a toolbox, and boom,
yeah,
done.
Jeez, all right, cool, all right, thanks.
And I'm the worst person at coming up with ideas.
Yeah, it's one of those things, like maybe like for yourself, but like, mm-hmm. you can put out other ideas to other people. Yeah, you know,
because there are so many things that people can do.
Mm-hmm.
With I was having a conversation with a friend, and she said that her family's really big. So she's like, I got to buy like 14 gifts for my brother's kids and stuff. And I was like, oh, it was a girl that I used to work with. I was like, remember back in the day when we had our Christmas party at the hospital and or in our department, and someone made gift baskets, and they just, mm-hmm. like put a candy bar in each one, a popcorn in each one. Like those are cool because they're,
yeah.
inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
And they're creative, so you can get.
And they're always the best ones to get.
Exactly, you can get creative, yeah. without spending a bunch of money.
Right, right, yeah, yeah. It'll be fun.
Yeah,
and we also have a like you said, we have a little secret, not a secret mission, but a little mission.
Oh, and you could throw a custom life shirt in the toolbox, like two rolled up on rubber bands. Then those are your garage work shirts.
You're on fire today.
I know. I got to keep this going.
You want to wrap it up with a little question that we got so we can stay on top of these things?
Yeah.
And this is I think we've discussed this before. And then it's funny because I screenshot this one, and remember how you were saying like, oh, it cuts off the name? I'm like, no, it doesn't. Oh, well, I guess with this new way that it's laid out, it does.
Oh.
So this is from, you drop it in.
Oh, all right, hold on. Ready? Go.
Yeah.
Drop it in.
I dropped everything. I knew the drops
would
come.
Drop it.
All right. Instagram 50 underscore. I believe it says 50. So 50-50. He's building a really cool, I think it's a, looks like a love. Yeah, really cool truck. He says, question, I'm seeing huge dollar builds in the car scene, but when it comes to mini trucks, it seems to be just do it the cheapest way possible. Do you think minis will ever go for big money? Dude, with the way that like we've been going through these builds, like with all the builds you got going on when I'm gearing up, these are not cheapest builds to get them done anymore. Like, no. I don't think that's like, I think it's obviously with everything, it's still a thing to some capacity, but I think the entire industry is not like that anymore. Like, yeah. Everybody's building nicer stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. It's definitely not cheap to build them because I had someone ask me one time, they're like, hey, how much to body drop and bag? They hadn't done this in a long time. And so they were like, hey, I'm going to get a truck. How much to body drop and bag it? And I was like, it's probably around this much. And they said, for a mini truck? And I go, mm-hmm. look, man, it doesn't matter the truck. If it's a full-size Chevy or a Toyota pickup, it's the same thing. It's A-arms and bagging the front and cutting the frame and making a new frame and doing a four-link. It's almost cheaper to do the Chevy.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Because you can just bolt things on.
Mm-hmm. More parts.
More parts. You know, and C10s are expensive, but you can just bolt parts on. You can literally, mm-hmm. bolt the body drop on. You know, but... Yeah, but I think what he was saying is like, do you think they'll go for big money when you're done with them? Like, will they ever go for big money?
Oh, ever? Yeah, that's what you, yeah. Do you think minis will ever go for big money? But I don't think he means it in that sense. I think he still means it in the sense, do you think minis will ever go for the big money? like paying big money. I don't know. I guess you can interpret it either way.
Yeah, you
can
interpret it either way.
Yeah, you can either interpret it either way. My thought is, and this is going to might hurt some feelings. You got to pull yourself out of the freaking $3,500 bag jobs. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to pull your mind out of that. Like that's not a thing anymore. I mean, maybe it was a thing. Maybe when we were all young and no one really had shops and working out of their garage or doing stuff or just trying to get it done, you know, but those are getting one. I think the shops, their mentality has changed because it's now their careers and they need to make money because they need to support themselves and their families and everything. And also if you do find those $3,500 bag jobs, you don't want it. Mm. Because even from the perspective of like, well, that's what a bag job should cost. And then you go to drive it and remember what we were talking about last week about the static drop? You have to love driving it. You're not going to love driving a $3,500 bag job truck.
And that's why the best thing about mini trucks is they're relatively inexpensive up front. So you could still go get a running driving mini truck for $3,000 to $5,000. And if you're mechanically inclined, you can get one cheaper and make it running. And so now your time is your time and it doesn't cost you anything. And then if you're inclined, like if you know, like Ben who built his own stuff. So if you like kind of know how to weld and kind of know the geometry you could do it cheap in your garage and still have a good time. Mm-hmm. And that's the best thing about it. You're not going to go like buy a $25,000 C10 and do that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Or a brand new $40,000 pickup and do that. But mm-hmm. the mini trucks have always been the thing where it's like, oh, I'm not going to be afraid to cut this thing up because it only costs this. And right. That's the best thing about mini trucks. And, but with mini, like,
a nicer, hold on 1 second. I know we're right at the end and I just hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
No, it's all good. but like with mini trucks costing more money to buy, like the one Finnegan just got, he said he got it for $9,000.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And that's a fair price for a really clean mid-80s Nissan.
Mm-hmm.
So like your Tacoma, $10,000-ish. So like some Tacomas we were looking at when we were looking at yours were like 15. Mm-hmm. And then there's some that are a tiny bit more than that. So like, I think if you're shopping around for a truck that's already done, like say your truck, you bagged it, you body dropped it, you got it all done, that to sell that truck, you can ask for a higher price than because the work is really good and it's
like, well, the 4Runner is a great example of that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, the 4Runner is different. The 4Runner is different 'cause it's a 4Runner.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can go find mini trucks for sale bagged all day long, but they seat two people.
Yeah.
If you want to seat four people in something that's already bagged.
Yeah. It's going to be a little,
it's rare. So the supply increases the price.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The lack of supply. But I'm saying like, if you want a nice mini truck, interior wise, running wise, body work wise, functioning wise, and also good suspension work, you're in the 20s buying these things now.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I think that as people buy a mini truck and then they go to price it out to get it bagged and body dropped, and then they go, okay, well that's going to cost 10 for the mini truck and it's going to cost 30 to get the work done. If I could just buy one for 25. So you're going to start seeing these trucks going for $20,000-$25,000, as long as the work is done right. As long as the work is good. So now you're going to have shops like Trevor, Bio Customs. They do these good work on the mini trucks. So you're going to be seeking out trucks that have been done well.
And that was going to be my kind of like follow-up thought to that is there already have been trucks like that. Like I think the first like really from my experience, and there may be others, but the first one that I ever experienced that was a high dollar, like very expensive truck was the white one that Max built. Or no, I'm sorry, no, not Max. Steve.
Yeah.
Steve built that one. Yeah, Steve Wilkes built that white extra cab Tacoma, and that was the first $100,000 mini truck that I heard of.
But I'm talking about selling point. I'm talking about selling price. So like, what do you think that white truck could sell for?
Did not $100,000.
No. So
yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
And I think that's where he was. I think if I'm the way I interpreted that was, mm-hmm. will these ever go for big money?
Mm-hmm.
Is will when you get them done, will they go I for see. Big? And then that's a perfect example though, because you mm-hmm. know Steve built it, so you know you don't have to worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going out and just shopping for Joe Schmo bagged it, you're like, mm-hmm. man, I don't know. Am I gonna have to redo this? Is it comfortable? Does it have air conditioning? Does mm-hmm. this still work? Does the ABS still work? Does what spindles, like all these things, you know, like you're questioning all that. But if you yeah. know that it was done right, then
you don't mind spending that money.
Yeah. And I just think that I don't know if they'll ever go. Cause I remember the first truck I saw go for big money at Barrett Jackson, like that type of, it was a stock Mazda, like a B2200 or something. Mm-hmm. And it went
I think for, I remember the same one.
Went for like $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
And it was low miles. And I was like, that blew my mind.
Yeah.
But those are getting more rare to find like low mileage. Like I know where a low mileage Nissan 720 is.
That's oh, really?
Parked in a garage that was garage kept the entire time. I know where one is and I want to buy it so bad, but I just don't have the money to do it. Mm-hmm. But you know, but they're, so there are out, so they are out there. And I think those will go for big money because if you're looking for something stock, I don't know how big of money though, you know, like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. We'll just have to see. I think it's an ever evolving thing.
Yeah.
And we're just sort of at the beginning of it for our age group, for our, you know, our scene, the trucks that we build, I think we're just in the beginning stages yeah. of that. I actually think that I saw this interesting video about like, this guy was talking about Thunderbirds in particular. He was talking about a 1962 Thunderbird.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that car is cool, but his point was like, there are less and less people who think that car is cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then now more and more people are thinking like, you know, mini trucks are cool or like, you know, C-10s. JDM. Yeah, C10s, JDM cars. Like, and we talked about this before about how like just the generations are changing.
Yeah.
So I think we're just the very beginning part of this.
Yeah.
And we'll revisit this in, you know, years from now when we're like, oh yeah, man, this Tacoma is $65,000, but it's nice. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. It's unmolested.
So, yeah. It's unmolested. Yeah. Yeah. It's yeah. That my same truck 10, 15 years from now, you know, yeah. it's going to, I don't know, but yeah, no, great question. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Cause I mean, whoever thought C10s, a stock 67 C10.
That's the joke, right? Makes like, C10s $1,500 again.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-mm. Like I don't shop for C10s, so I don't know how much they go for, but I know if you had like a very little rust 67 to 72
mm-hmm.
short bed, I don't important. Know running and driving, even like a motor, everything's there. I don't know what those go for, but I know they're not $3,000 anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which they mm-hmm. were not too long ago. When I say not too long ago, I mean like 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine what's a 2001 Toyota Tacoma extra cab, just like yours, clean, mm-hmm. running, driving, 100,000 mile pickup. Going to go for in 15 years. If they go for $12,000 now, upwards to 15, what's it going to be in 10 years, 15 years? They're mm-hmm. going to be at least $25,000.
Yeah. It's wild. Yep. You there?
Yeah. I was reading
did you blink out?
No, I was reading a thing from Scott.
Oh. Oh, about this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I think that's it.
Okay.
All right.
That's it.
The good. Oh, we got to change the intro.
Yeah. I already changed it on your intro. So when these are on your channel, it's changed. Uh-huh.
Because you said it. I know I need to record a new one with the good life.
Oh, yeah. I need to record another one with the good life. But I mean, I changed the text on when they're on your channel. It says the uh-huh. good life on the bottom.
Oh, okay.
I think.
But I need to redo the audio part of it.
Yeah. And I need to redo mine too.
Okay, yeah, well, I'll do that, and then before this episode comes out. So hopefully right now, or in the beginning of the episode, you saw the proper audio and the proper websites.
Maybe
thegoodlife.com.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe, I don't know. Thegoodlife.com, livelifecustom.com.
Yeah.
We're all about life, baby.
Yeah.
Living life. Yeah. Whichever one it may be, just live it.
Just live it.
Don't die. Later.